Well, and it's referenced in the council action sheet of anticipating that we'll take the front part of this coming year to make sure we've developed the structure between this plan and then a health savings account plan, which would be a high deductible plan. In the current health arena, with the changing of the society where people are moving more between jobs, health savings accounts are good ways where you could take advantage of cost savings early in your life and let employees save their own money and take them with them when they go to other employers as they maybe move between communities or career. So it's very common. Many of our peer communities have begun to implement them. We haven't had to take that step because we've had very good years the last 4 or 5 years as far as where our claims have been able to be, but now we're being proactive. Last year was less than a good year, but we had plenty of fund balance in the self-insurance fund to be able to address it. So we're being proactive in taking this sort of two-step process with the benefits changes this year and then anticipating a high deductible health savings account plan next year.
Anyone else? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G5 is inclusion of a clothing allowance for the community.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We did item G6. Thank you very much. Hopefully we'll see some additional results. Item G7, direction to staff on 2017 and 18 bonding strategy.
So moved.
Second.
Just making sure there was no options. All those in favor?
Mm-hmm. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G8, an ordinance to amend 2016-2240, adopting 2017 annual budgets for TID 5 funds to provide for engineering services for Ballpark Commons. Is there questions?
Well,
Alderman Taylor.
Yeah, I'm looking at this letter dated August 25th, 2017. I was reading this afternoon. And I saw our esteemed predecessor to Glenn, Jack Bennett, or John M, as certain ones call him, at the award.
You're in the next one.
What?
You're in the next one.
This is what?
That's the award.
Oh, shit. Okay, never mind.
I got you now, too.
You did. Yeah. You did.
Alderman Dandrea.
Oh, God.
I want to ask Leroy's question. Why are we doing this?
Mr. Hertzberg.
Yeah, I can do that
real quick.
Sarah can jump in.
They're both the same?
As you...
No, one's a word. This is getting the money, and the other one's spending it.
That's the subject.
Oh,
okay, then let me say what I have to say, then.
We'll go back to Alderman Taylor.
All right. So I was on number 9, but the letter's still... It's all related to the same issue.
That's fine.
Okay? So I look at... This,
still got you, though.
Right, you did get me, Your Honor, you did. It says, for this project, Grave proposes to provide the following basic services. Everything there is stuff that staff should be doing. And what does staff do? I mean, seriously. I remember Jack, I remember Ron, and this is stuff that they did. I can't get a hold of Glenn ever. I know he's somewhere because I just got a Facebook post. He was something with snow removal training in Green Bay. This right here, why is this stuff not being done in-house? I mean, seriously.
Sure,
I'm not going to vote for it.
If I can jump in real quick. I think by this point you all understand that the Ballpark Commons project is unique, and the scale of it is significant, and the complexity attached to it is also significant. And so I think in my conversations with Glenn, the hope was to bring in specialized expertise, folks who have experience working in these types of conditions in a landfill setting. And just the scale of the project, the size of the submittal attached to it, I think there was a sense that it was overwhelming to the department at that scale, with an understanding that there's an expectation of expediency attached to it as well. And so the hope was that we could bring in additional resources to farm out some pieces of the project for additional review, help maintain an expedited timeline attached to it, and ensure that the review was thorough. You want to add?
Ms. Arnold?
Yes, definitely. With, is this really on?
No, it is on. But
it is.
Okay.
Soon, but not yet.
Yes, we'll get it fixed. Plan said it is hundreds of pages, and also being that it's on a landfill, Glenn and I would have to dedicate every second of every day, and I still can't tell you how long it would take for that review to happen. Grafe has been involved with this, with the VE, and they're familiar with the area as well, which is why we thought they could help. And for the items that do require the expertise, there's more than, say, just two people in the office, so they would be able to cover everything that would need to be covered in order to be sure that it all gets thoroughly vetted, because it is such a large and varied project.
And
Alderman Taylor still has the floor.
And I hear both what you're saying, and I can see, you know, this is a large project, very complex. I understand that. I've been living it for the last 2 years plus, as many of us have, but I live it at times two because I'm at the courthouse, okay? My vote is going to be for my displeasure with this department, the frustration that I feel like I may have only been gone for a year and a half, and there was someone hired and brought on. I'm just disappointed in what I've seen since September of 2015. I'm very disappointed. I remember saying to him at that time, based on two other colleagues, that three of us would get rid of you tomorrow. That's how frustrated I've been with this department. And I'm on Public Works, and I don't feel any more comfortable after once a month meeting. So my vote is a protest vote for that. If somebody could convince me differently, it wasn't my hire, I wasn't here. Frustrated.
Alderman Dandre.
Is there a condition that in the stipulations that we approved that if we required any additional evaluation or professional evaluation, that would be an expense borne by the developer?
Mr. Spurr.
Going a bit out of my territory here. My understanding is that there are some aspects of the project that do require the developer to cover aspects of it. I believe most of the ones listed here do not fall into that category and are typically things that, as Alderman Taylor mentioned, are done by staff. But based on the scale of the project, there's a concern with it all coming in at once, knowing that there's an expectation of maintaining a relatively tight timeline attached to this, that additional assistance would be sought. And you know, the use of the funds here is out of the TIF district itself. So there's this, you know, sort of symbiotic relationship between our investment that's supported by the investment of the developer.
Well, then I think we should get on the same page in regards to define what we feel is out of our expertise level, and then set up the parameters with the developer and say, hey, these are expenses that are going to be covered by you. Why should everything that comes in that we're uncomfortable with then be buried through the TIF? Right? Hey, people should come to the shove here. Because I'll tell you what, this whole development is beyond our expertise. And there's several engineers that have evaluated this from the DNR perspective, from the county perspective, you know, and have evaluated this whole waste scenario over and over and over again. So now we want to bring in another person to give us comfort, and it's at taxpayers' expense.
Just to clarify, some of the items, specifically thinking about, you know, the run of utilities to the facility, you're working that through the landfill. That's infrastructure the city at the end of the day will end up owning, right? And so some of this is about ensuring that we know that we're using the best possible engineering to put in infrastructure that at the end of the day the city's going to end up owning. That includes the roads as well. So while some of that, the ability to develop the landfill is going through a DNR review, is going through a county review, there are aspects of it that I think we want to have our special attention attached to ensure that when we inherit that infrastructure and the contingencies by which we do inherit it, is reviewed by those with the highest level of expertise.
Just so you understand, this is the beginning. So this is not the end. Okay, that's it.
City Attorney, then Alderman Wilhelm, then Mr. Liberta.
Historical thoughts over the last quarter century sum up. There's been no project anywhere near the size of this project that has not had a consulting engineer working for the city of Franklin. Franklin Business Park, R.A. Smith. Franklin Business Park ultimately ended up at $160 million. I dare say that the original project plans were substantially less than $100 million in estimated potential value. Consulting engineer. Tax incremental District 3, 27th Street. Tax incremental District 4, 27th Street. Consulting engineers, that dates back to 2004-05. Ryan Creek Interceptor Project, a 30-some million dollar sewer project. Rueckert and Mielke, I recall starting in approximately December 2009 through, I believe, 2012-13. And that was almost, if not more than, a full-time job, just a consulting engineering firm. I dare say if you took a poll of municipalities across the state of Wisconsin, if not America, project this size for a local government involvement would require consulting engineering, for whatever that's worth.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I have less a problem with hiring it based on, you know, the conditions that have been expressed here by the city attorney, by, you know, a few other people, but what my concern is how they are listed. And now I'm keeping in mind that this is not the first thing that the engineering department has hired out. There's been a lot of small projects. And it seems like every time we turn around, we're hiring out another engineering firm to review something. So I, you know, list them. How many are there? So yes, this is a big project. This probably does deserve review, but not under some of the items that are listed in these bullet points and how loosely they're defined. So, just to put these on record, the letter from Grafe says they're going to provide plan review and calculations for general city and code conformance. Code conformance? I would think their staff should know the code pretty well. And then review capacity calculations of existing utilities. Well, we have a plan commission, we have Board of Public Works, we have water commissioners, and they all do that capacity stuff. There's the guy that's a consultant with the water commissioners. It's practically at every meeting, and there's a guy from Grafe on the committee. Review of a traffic impact analysis. I know the plan commission has seen a lot of those. I've seen a lot of those. Stormwater management plans. Sarah's really good at stormwater management. Glenn, he was hired because he was supposed to be the stormwater management guru. I remember that when we were hiring him. Oh, we got to have this guy because he knows so much about stormwater management. Review and design reports for general city code conformance. Why don't we just table this and get a more defined thing about what Grafe's going to do for $20,000 instead of these loose things that the city department probably could handle? I'm fine with hiring Grafe. I'm fine with hiring Grafe to oversee the project, but I don't think it's detailed enough in this letter. And I'd like to know exactly what we're getting that staff can't handle. That's my opinion.
Mr.
Roberta. I want to follow up on or add something to what
Jesse said and what I heard Sarah say. Sarah didn't say they couldn't handle it. It's a matter of, is that where all their time needs to be designated? So I can note, and the personnel committee members here can confirm that at their last meeting, they looked at the staffing report that shows they are, in fact, missing their senior engineering technician. So they're down a full person and have been for a while. We have other projects that we're anticipating them doing, too. You know, they have to rebid the historic barn. We have to get the park shelter moving that's in the budget because we have impact fee issues. They have bridges and their annual road work. So they do have a lot of things that they're doing. So in addition to that, they're short a person. So I think what you're hearing engineering saying, this is a nice packet of one solid work, and they can dedicate it to a firm that has a broad range of engineers with also experience in landfills that will let them continue to do the other things while being one person short. So I thought it was important for you to be aware that they are have one vacancy.
Mark, there's nothing in here about a landfill review. There's nothing even mentioned about anything to do with the landfill. So while that all sounds really good and it's a really complicated, the bullet points that they say and what they're going to do don't say anything about that. They're going to look at plan specifications, utilities, attend plan review meetings, and that.
I was just taking it from the first paragraph in background. Where
I know, but you got to look at what the consultant's letter says, not what he wrote up in his, you know, what's written up here. Like I said, I'm fine if they do what you said, landfill and making sure and all that, but that's not part of Graves' letter. So maybe this needs to be more defined so we actually know what we're getting. That's all I'm saying. I could support it with a little more detail, and it's probably not going to hurt it if it's delayed 2 weeks, if staff can do a little bit for 2 weeks and we bring it back and it's more defined.
Okay. First of all, I'm gonna make you guys not happy at me. I agree with Alderman Wilhelm that we need to have better definition of tasks. Got to do that. The city attorney said what I was going to say. Projects this size are not handled in-house. Unless you want to tell them that none of your projects have to be worked on until this is done, these size projects don't happen. I absolutely disagree with Alderman Wilhelm when she says that we ought to use commission expertise. They don't get paid for this. No, it's just, we're not, I just wouldn't.
It wasn't sold, just so you know.
Anyway, so I'm okay with tabling it for 2 weeks, and Alderman Taylor.
Well, I mean, I do agree that we should know exactly what's going to be done. I don't know if tabling is necessary. I mean, I'm not going to vote for this. And it's purely out of just, like I said, it's a protest vote. I understand what the city attorney said, what Liberta said. I get why you're asking for this. I mean, this is a big project. It's the most complex one that I've ever dealt with. And, you know, before that was probably the downtown transit center with the Couture and that. And that's $140 million, $160 million. I mean, Northwestern Mutual with the O'Donnell. I mean, there's a lot of complexity I've dealt with. This is far and away, you know, the most, okay? But if it was based on, you know, my frustration is on performance of the department. That's, you know, if I would, thank God, I'm not sitting on performance reviews annually or whatever. I would not be good. So maybe I can be, you know, maybe at some point the city engineer can sit down and explain what he does because I don't have the answer.
Alderman Tadria.
Is there something on the plate that we've got to get this approved today?
We were anticipating that the development team was going to submit plan sets for review already, and they've had a delay in their timeline. So delay, if you want to table for 2 weeks, and perhaps Glenn will be available then and can more directly answer questions that you have and maybe even refine the scope, I don't think there's any issue with that.
Without sending shade to Supervisor Taylor, let's wait until it gets through to county first before we spend the money. Yeah. Is there a motion regarding this?
Motion to table.
Till the next meeting? And have staff provide a better detailed list of tasks.
We got to.
I understand the scope of it. I just don't understand the details of it.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Paul.
Mr. Mayor, I believe the announced agenda item was the budget amendment. appropriated funds to be spent in the future.
We haven't done that yet. We moved to the next item without saying it.
We're talking, well, they're tied together, so you have to talk about that, you know.
So the motion is to table the contract for 2 weeks with staff to come back with a better contract document with better specificity. Say that twice. Is that your understanding of the motion, Alderman Nelson? Or Alderman Barber? And that was your second? All right.
Send number nine.
We'll do that. This is nine.
All right.
For the record, this is G9. That's correct. Almost had me. All those in favor of the motion to table for 2 weeks signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now we go back to G8, which approves the money should this happen. Is there a motion adopting the ordinance 2016-2240?
So moved.
Second.
That's a roll call vote, please.
I have it this time.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. Item G10 is an ordinance to amend 2016-2240.
So moved.
Thank you, you guys.
Second.
Discussion of motion? Madam Clerk. Steve Taylor, and you have a question? Did I miss you? Alderwoman Wilhelm.
It's fine. I'm just going to abstain for reasons that everybody should know by now. It's not my favorite subject.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Abstain.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Motion carries with 4 affirmative votes, 4 ayes, no noes, 1 abstention, and 1 absent. Move on to G11, a recommendation from Finance Committee for the use of landfill siting revenues. Mr. Rotzenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Finance Committee was asked to review the current city practice of allocating landfill siting revenues to particular purposes. By way of background information for those who may be unfamiliar with this topic, back in 2010, the city completed a landfill siting agreement for the landfill, which is located in the southwest corner of the city, with Waste Management. That agreement calls for certain payments to be made to the city on an annual basis for each and every ton of landfill that is brought into that particular facility. The initial permit that Waste Management was offered or was granted by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources was for 2.8 million tons. That permit will be exhausted sometime, it's anticipated, in calendar 2018, given current demand for those services. Waste Management is in negotiations with the Department of Natural Resources to expand that permit by an additional 9 million tons and has capacity to further expand that facility by an additional 9 million tons for something greater than 20 million tons in total. The council action sheet before you has a graphic analysis of how those revenues to the city have been allocated over time. And from that graph, you should understand that the bulk of the resources that the city has been receiving through 2016 were allocated to capital projects of the city of one nature or another. Beginning with the adopted budget in 2017, a portion of those resources were allocated to the general fund. And the question put before the Finance Committee was, is that practice one which they would endorse to the Common Council? The Finance Committee reviewed the history of why the recommendation was that these resources be allocated to capital funds, and the general discussion. There are several council members here who are members of that and participated with the Finance Committee. but I would share with you that the general consensus of the Finance Committee was that the city has a demand for and a future need for considerable infrastructure requirements going forward, and that these resources are not a ongoing repetitive resource if you looked at it from a long-term perspective. Granted, this particular permit will probably expire in 2018, but it's anticipated that the expansion of the landfill will at least take place for the first 9 million tons, probably extend the agreement by an additional 10 to 15 years. But eventually those resources will retire, and so allocating temporary resources for ongoing expenses is not a good financial practice. The consensus of the Finance Committee, the unanimous consensus of the Finance Committee, is that the Common Council should consider continuing to allocate the bulk of these resources to capital requirements and limit future allocations to a maximum of 20%.
Is there a motion to direct staff to follow this recommendation?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
So just, Your Honor, real quick.
Alderman Taylor.
So after 18, there's going to be no more money in the general fund? Is that what I'm reading?
No. The proposal would be that the 2018 budget have a maximum of 20% of the anticipated landfill siting revenues expected to be approximately $1 million allocated to the general fund as a resource, and that future general fund allocations continue to receive a portion of those landfill siting revenues not to exceed 20%.
Why does it say 150 in 2010 and then nothing, and then why does it say 180 in 2017 and 2018 for general fund?
Those are projections that were put together prior to the adoption of a budget. In 2017, the budget did include $180,000. Mm-hmm. There is some consideration of continuing that resource allocation to the general fund, and because it's discretionary, the projections going forward just said it was going to stay in the capital funds. But that's a council decision.
So basically, we're taking the so in 18 we projected 945, and then the breakdown it adds up with the 67, the 200, the 133, the 365, and the 180. That equals 945.
That's correct.
So then in 2019,
if the policy were adopted and the mayor's recommended budget would likely include 20% of the $1,082,000 in the general fund. But
right now it's not there.
Right now it's not there.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Mayor.
I'm not a fan of using this money for levy.
Well, yeah.
We got to do what we got to do, but
right,
counting on it long term is not
a good
thing. Alderman Wilhelm.
Yeah, I agree, and that's why I supported it at the finance, but there is one drawback. If we do need to use some funds to balance the budget, we put this tie on how much we can, we won't be able to do that unless we change that or dip into it.
Budget wouldn't recommend over 20% taking it. It's just not, it's building the problem.
I understand that. I just want to make sure that the council members that weren't in finance understand that limitations on that mean you're going to have to do something else to balance the budget. And if you don't want to cut people's jobs or anything like that, then that means you're going to have to raise taxes or come up with something else. So that's
right.
That's the limitations on this. Do you want to use it this year or not? We probably have to set a limit on it sometime, so why not now?
Mr. Liberta, then Alderman Dandrea.
2 points. When this item was referred to finance, in the recommended motion, it specifically addressed provide us an initial recommendation because we were looking for guidance in the early stages of the budget. And then knowing that the budget itself, because of some of the complexities we've been discussing for the last 3 months, might require something different, we had intentionally put it in there as an initial recommendation. This is coming back more firm than that, but if the Common Council would like this, obviously we'll work within that parameter. But I would disagree a little bit with Alderman Wilhelm. When I read the motion as listed here, direct staff to use this recommendation of future budgets, this is how we bring a document to you. This will guide us. This will not in any way limit the Common Council from saying, looking at the alternatives you're presented with and saying, no, we want to make a switch here. And that would not prevent us from bringing that as a recommendation to you, that this matches the 20%, but if you're wanting this other cut that we have here not to happen, you could add more in. So you could see that in the information we bring you. Again, the mayor's indicated he doesn't want to go that way. We're still finalizing everything. But so I would just want to be clear, as I see this motion, it's directing us on what we bring to you doesn't limit you at all in how you adopt a final budget.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G12, population estimates. Any wishes?
Would receive and place that in file.
Thank you. I don't think we got grounds to contest this. Is there a second?
Second.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to contest it, do you, Madam Clerk?
No.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G13, you want it on Sunday or?
Motion for Sunday the 29th from 4 to 7.
Second.
Alderman Barber.
Tootsie
Roll in the punch bowl. What do you want?
Apples. I would recommend going from 3 to 6 as part of the motion because it's mostly for families and kids. And as I stand out there in front of my house every year handing out candy, nobody comes after 6 o'clock, and families like to get in, get the kids home early. So a change in hours, I think, would be more advantageous for more people to get out and have some fun while the daylight hours are still there.
Do you know who the guy is that moved it to 4 to 7?
No.
Can you guess?
Skoronsky.
Me?
Jesse?
Me?
I think the council did.
Well, the council did.
Yeah. I mean, because it was making perfect sense. You get some daytime. Right, and I
get
some daytime.
Three,
right, and then we change that exactly, and that's a good time, and it goes with some of our neighboring communities to do the same thing. So
people really do like 4 to 7.
Yep.
But I know, as I stand out there, nobody comes after 6 o'clock.
I'll come. It's dark and it's
I'm
you.
Come.
Does that
Steve
say?
Come too.
Yep. I'll put mine in a bowl and then.
I'm recovering from surgery. Can we move on? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Licenses. Item H.
Okay, we have Lanus hold.
Did you vote no?
No. I'll go with the group. Just want to express my opinion.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, no absence.
Okay, we have Lanus operator hold for review by the city attorney. The next 3 are hold for appearance. Starting with Nunez Valdez to the end is all approved. That's my motion.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We move on to item I-1. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an ending date of September 1st in the amount of Read it, Steve. $882,771.41 and payroll dated August 18th, 2017 in the amount of $377,169.97 in payments to the various payroll deductions in the amount of $407,737.29 plus city matching payments, and payroll dated September 1st in the amount of $369,058.93 in payments to the various payroll deductions in the amount of $214,703.80 plus city matching payments, an estimated payroll dated September 15th, estimated at $368,000, and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount estimated at $420,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax settlements, investments, and refunds with an ending date of September 1st in the amount of $8,177,774.90.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, 1 and no abstentions.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.